The last time we met, we thought about what God is like, his infinite goodness and mercy, as Isaiah wrote 700 years before Jesus. Colossians was written less than 30 years after Jesus died and came back to life. The same idea of God's goodness comes through in this poem. But now God has a face, the face of Jesus. Already the early followers of Jesus have worked out that he is God. Father and Son have been together forever. If we want to know what God is like, look at Jesus. Read about Jesus in the Bible. Think on Jesus. More than that, though, Jesus created everything. All we can see, computers, phones, trees, birds, and all that we cannot. Wi-Fi signals, emotions, spiritual beings. In the Bible course on Tuesday, we looked at the creation myth, a poem from Genesis chapter 1. And I think we agreed that this was a poetic way of explaining that God created. Not a scientific explanation of how or how long it took, but simply that God is the creator. Now we're told that God the Father was not alone. Jesus, the Son, the second person of the Trinity, was involved as well. And of course the Holy Spirit was there too, brooding over the waters. Jesus created everything, and everything was created for him. If we believe in Jesus, and if we're trying to follow him, this will influence our relationship with creation, with the world around us. We care for creation as an act of worship to the Creator, not just to worship the trees and the birds, but to worship the one who made them. What makes church different is that we act out of our love for Jesus, not out of our own good ideas. Everything we say or do can be measured next to this. How does it highlight Jesus' love? Looking after the environment is popular now. It's not always been. It's probably only the last 30 years or so it's been popular. And locally, very popular. We have a very active Extinction Rebellion group, for instance. But we, as church, care for the environment. We are concerned about climate change because of our love for Jesus, who created all of those things for our good. Do you see, it's worshipping God that leads us to look after his creation. This creator Jesus is the head of the church. That should be obvious. If we're Christian, then Christ is in charge. But churches are made up of people, and, well, we sometimes forget who's in charge, whose church it is, Jesus' church. We can think the minister's in charge, or the church secretary, or some hierarchy away from here, whether it's Baptist or URC or any other denomination. But that's all wrong. Jesus is in charge, and our role, our duty, is to work out what he is saying to us as a church. And we do that together as church members. In our way of being church, we come together as the members' meeting. And what we're doing there is trying to discern the mind of Christ. We're not there to express our views and have a vote, even though it looks like that, but to come together and hear what Jesus, our head, is saying to us. Just as an aside, we haven't had a members' meeting for a while because of the pandemic, but we will have one on Zoom soon, and I'll send out some suggestions for dates later today. But this passage ends with this amazing statement, that all of God is in Jesus, and through him we are brought back into the loving embrace of the Father. This sense of returning to God, of repentance, is an important part of the season of Lent. And will lead us into a time of confession, using Psalm 51 to guide us. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, for I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence. Just think on that in a silent time of confession. The psalm goes on, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit." We are restored and reconciled to the Father by the work of Jesus on the cross. And in a moment, we'll sing to celebrate that amazing truth, blessed assurance.